Parshiyos of Tazria Metzora always fall out around the Yom Tov of Pesach. Normally we read them after Pesach, but this year, since Pesach falls out so late, we actually read them before, but always around Pesach. And the question is, what's the connection between these parshiyos, between the Dinim of Tzaras and the Yom Tov of Pesach? We begin the Seder by inviting guests into our homes. Kol dichven yesev yechol, kol ditzrich yesev yivsach. Why do we do that? One of the reasons that's given by the Mefarshim is that there's a special mitzvah of tzedakah on the Yom Tov of Pesach, above and beyond the mitzvah of tzedakah for all of the Yom Tov. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov in Perek Vav that part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is to be mesameach lev aniyim, to gladden the hearts of disadvantaged people, of downtrodden people. The Rambam says that someone who's misameach banav ubnei beiso, if he's only misameach members of his own household without being misameach the lev aniyim as well, ein zo simcha shel mitzvah le simchas kreisa. That's not a true simcha shel mitzvah, says the Rambam. It's not a real simcha, a spiritual simcha. His simchas kreisa, it's making his belly happy. It's a hedonistic, physical type of simcha. It's deficient. There's a special mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah every Yom Tov. Part of the mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov, a mitzvah of tzedakah, to give to the poor. But on Pesach, there's a special inyan of tzedakah. And the raya to that is what the Rama writes at the beginning of Hilchas Pesach in Simen Tov Chav Tes. Rama quotes the famous minig to give mos chitim before Pesach. That's a halacha we find, it's a minig we find only regarding Pesach. Special inyan to give tzedakah before Pesach, above and beyond other Yom Tov. So someone has said, that's why we start the Seder by inviting guests into our home. As a kiyum of that special mitzvah of tzedakah, doing chesed, a kiyum of that inyan, that's why we invite guests into our home. And what's the inyan? Why is chesed such an important thing when it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach? So it could be it's because all of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the first place occurred because of chesed. What do I mean? We all know the famous comment of the Zohar that B'nai Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim were B'nai Tesh Shari Tumah. They were on such a low level of Tumah right before the Shar Nun. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't taken us out at that moment, then it would have been impossible. We would have sunk to the lowest level, to the Shar Chamishim, whatever that means, and it would have been impossible to take us out. We wouldn't have been able to achieve what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to achieve through Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chisha V'Sakeitz, as we say. Right? He made a cheshbin, he arranged the shibud in Mitzrayim in such a way that we got out of Mitzrayim Keitz, 190 years early. We know the gzeir of the Bris Bein Absarim was supposed to be that we would serve in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the shibud worse. It was harsher. It was more painful. It was more challenging, more difficult. So that qualitatively we were yotze achiyav of shibud. We were yotze the obligation of shibud in less than 400 years, in only 210. And after 210 years, he was able to take us out of Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim itself was a chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed to us. It seemed at the time that it was much worse than it should have been, but it had to be that way in order to enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take us out of Mitzrayim to begin with. That's what we say in the Shiras Hayam. We say every day, Nachisa b'chastach amzuga olta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you guided the people that you redeemed with kindness. Nachisa b'chastach. The Geula was a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. But how did Klal Yisrael be zocha to that chesed? How were they worthy of receiving that chesed in HaShemayim? The Chafetz Chaim, in his Perash al HaTorah and Parashas B'Shalach, on that pasuk quotes a medrash. Chazal say that Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim made a bris amongst each other to do chesed with each other. That's what the medrash says. What does that mean? The Chafetz Chaim explains that when Klal Yisrael saw that the gzeres of Paro were getting more difficult each and every day, that the tzaros of the shibud were getting more intense, and there was no eitzah to be nitzel, no eitzah to be saved. They didn't know where the Yeshua was going to come from. They realized that the only way that they could be saved was chesed in HaShemayim. So they were maskim zeim zeh. They made a bris with each other to do chesed, one with the other, in the hopes that by their doing chesed with each other, they'd be ma'ora chesed in HaShemayim, they'd be ma'ora HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do chesed with them, and to take them out of Mitzrayim. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says in Daf Kufnun Aleph, the Chalam Merachim al Abrios, Merachim in Olov in HaShemayim. Someone who's Merachim on others, someone who does chesed with someone else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a rachmanis on that individual, mida k'neged mida. Klal Yisrael, at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, realized there was no way out. The only way to get out of Mitzrayim, to get rid of these gzeros, was to get a chesed. HaKadosh Baruch was chesed. So they did chesed with each other to be ma'orah that chesed from Shemayim. Maybe that's why there's a special inyan of tzedak on the Yontif of Pesach. Because the catalyst of Geulas Mitzrayim was chesed. The chesed that Klal Yisrael did with each other, which in turn was ma'orah chesed min HaShemayim. And maybe that's why we begin to say that with Kol Dich V'Nyesi V'Yechol, we invite people into our homes to emulate the ways of Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Befrat in Golos, we say Hashata Avda L'Shana Abba B'nei Chorin. That's an expression of our hope that if we do chesed with each other, then once again HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at the chesed that we do and he'll do chesed with us and bring us the ultimate geula. Perhaps this is why we read the parashas of Tazir Mitzorah around the time of Pesach. We all know Chazal say that Tzaraas comes because of different averis. The Gemara in Erchid lists off many averis, but especially averis bein adam l'chaveru, a lack of sensitivity, a lack of compassion one with the other, not judging others favorably. That's what Lashon Hara is all about. That's what averis bein adam l'chaveru begin with. So it's especially appropriate around the Yom Tov of Pesach to talk about Tzaraas and to talk about Midos Bein Adam L'Chaveru, because it's Chesed that made us worthy of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the first place. And this is really the lesson that we have to internalize at this time. We have to think of how we can do more Chesed with other people, how we can be more sensitive to the feelings of others. If we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us favorably, what do we have to do? We have to judge others favorably as well. We have to be Dan L'Kav Zchus. If we're mechazik ourselves in the area of chesed, if we're mechazik ourselves in midos bein adam l'chaveru, then hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do chesed with us and will bring us to the ultimate geula b'vias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'vinyan b'yashlishi b'heira b'yamin.